Hello and welcome to This Day in History. My name is Rory St. John. This is WHRW Binghamton. On December 2nd, 1942, on this day, Enrico Fermi, the Italian-born Nobel Prize-winning physicist, directs and controls the first nuclear chain reaction in his laboratory beneath the bleachers of Stagg Field at the University of Chicago, ushering in the nuclear age.
All right, I'm sure you're all wondering why I called you here to this impromptu kegger.
I know, I'm curious.
You guys have really got to see this. This is amazing. First, let me go into this atom smasher. All right, yeah, let me get in here. All right, now...
What do you think he's going to do inside the atom
I'm not going to wear...
Beats me.
...any kind of protective clothing here. This would be awesome. Brace yourselves.
Bracing!
Hold on a second. Pop! That was a nuclear event.
Really?
Yes. Wasn't that amazing?
Sure.
We don't know what that means yet.
Yeah.
Oh, well... Oh, man, I don't feel so good.
Yeah, maybe you should go to the doctor or something. Get that checked out. Later, in the doctor's office. Mr. Fermi, I think you have cancer.
Hmm.
Fortunately, using this radical new experimental treatment, we can make it better.
Huh.
It's a good thing you went to the doctor.
This story, of course, teaches us many things, the most important of which is that you should see your doctor regularly for checkups, especially after atom smashing. This is This Day in History on WHRW, Binghamton.